And I think LeBron is, maybe he's a racist, but maybe he doesn't like Trump. I don't know, but I only like people that like me.
People are going to say that he was joking there, but he wasn't. All right, everybody, we have a serious problem. It has been 41 days since Republican Senator Mitch McConnell disappeared, fell ill in his D.C. home, was transported to a D.C. hospital, and since then has been MIA. He's been missing in action, missing every single vote. There is no video proof of him being okay, and we do not know his status. At the same time, the scarier part is, I'm not sure who's in worse condition, Mitch McConnell or our sleepy president who is struggling to even keep his eyes open in the Oval Office as a circle of men surround him and just endlessly praise him. There's this really odd ritual that keeps happening in the Oval Office where our president tries to ignore the fact that his Iran war is spiraling, tries to ignore the fact that inflation is increasing, unemployment is increasing, and just has everybody stand around and glaze him while he falls asleep. Literally sits there sleeping. Throughout this presser, Donald Trump says some bizarre, insane things. And there is a serious problem with these out-of-touch politicians who cling on to power. People like Mitch McConnell, people like Donald Trump, elderly politicians. It's not just by age, but there's a phenomenon where elderly politicians cling on to power until the very last moments, therefore not representing the people they're supposed to serve. Listen to this semicircle surrounding Trump just praising him as he can barely keep his eyes open.
President Trump said enough of that. America is going to be back as the leader in the nuclear space. In large reactors and in next generation small reactors. He set a bold goal, it's been exceeded, and I'm incredibly proud to be standing here with these fabulous entrepreneurs next to me.
Trump is literally barely awake. In this clip, he's mumbling while his eye bags get increasingly worse throughout the presser. Watch.
Well, I think they support what I support. You know, we just had a complete win in Arizona. The young gentleman who's Harry Enten, I believe his name is, the pollster said Trump's 100% favorable. He gets everybody he endorses wins, which is pretty much true. Everyone I endorse just about wins. So there seems to be a natural bond between me and MAGA, but I'm the one that created MAGA. And
this is just sad at this point. First of all, Mitch McConnell needs to immediately retire. He is way too old to be in office. Second of all, Donald Trump also needs to exit the Oval Office immediately. This man can barely speak a coherent sentence. And right now, as I make this video, the Pentagon is currently surrounded in a lot of controversy because they are hiding up the deaths of soldiers. We've known this for a while. But now we have confirmation. There were 18 dead soldiers' names, the names of service members who died in Trump's Iran war, listed on the Pentagon website. The Pentagon removed four of those names that happened over the past few months because they want to pretend that the war actually ended a few months back, and if they concede that American soldiers have died in this war, they have to seek congressional approval. So they are covering up the deaths of U.S. soldiers, removing the names of service members who died for Trump's endless war. This is despicable. These neocons hate our country. They pretend to love our country by wrapping themselves in the American flag, but all they do is get us in more debt, start more wars, make housing increasingly unaffordable, and have young men die, young women die for their endless wars. Here is Desiree for Change outside of Mitch McConnell's place on day 41. She is outside George Washington University Hospital, where he is currently being kept.
And Desiree Townsend outside of George Washington University Hospital again. So today would be day 41 of Mitch McConnell's hospitalization. I'll walk around here and see if his Capitol Police detail is still here. So despite Aaron Parnas finally showing up here and getting out of his PJs and living room yesterday, Capitol Police, the detail here, that's actually his own personal detail. I verified this because several of the individuals that have come out of the vehicle are actually his personal Capitol Police detail. So there's only a handful of senators that have their own Capitol Police detail, but as you can see, they're still here. So there's only a handful of senators that have a Capitol Police detail. Senator McConnell is one of them, largely because he was a former leader.
On top of that, we have Aaron Parnas out on the field.
We are back right in front of the hospital where Mitch McConnell is allegedly currently at. Now, behind me is the George Washington University Hospital. We're back here again. We were here yesterday. I want to pan over here. You see that black car right behind me to the left and the one over the right? That's his security detail, capital detail right there. There's someone in the car. Couldn't get them to ask or to answer any questions. Now, Mitch McConnell has been here for 40 days. A lot of people have asked, just get inside the hospital. It's not that easy. You can't just get inside a hospital and see a patient. HIPAA laws, and also the hospital is not just going to let anyone, even like me, get inside. But Mitch McConnell is nowhere to be found. Obviously, we haven't heard from him or his team in a matter of weeks now.
We've got a serious problem with these politicians clinging onto power and trying to rig the system in their favor. Listen to Donald Trump ranting and raving about LeBron James versus Michael Jordan in the Oval Office, calling LeBron racist. I just don't even, this has 3 million views in the past hour because of how absurd it is. Take a listen.
President Trump, today it was announced LeBron James has decided that he wants his next team to be the 76ers. Where do you stand on LeBron versus Michael Jordan as the best ever?
Well, Michael Jordan's a guy that's a friend of mine. Play golf with him. He's a really good guy. And I think LeBron is, maybe he's a racist, but maybe he doesn't like Trump. I don't know. But I only like people that like me. So I would say Michael Jordan all the way.
People are going to say that he was joking there, but he wasn't. That is literally his entire worldview. This weird tit-for-tat, if they like me, I like them worldview, where he now called LeBron a racist because he doesn't like Donald Trump. I think there's some inversion or projection of reality going on right there, because the MAGA movement has treated LeBron James horribly. And LeBron James isn't even controversial. He just said, like, Black Lives Matter, and that he doesn't like the MAGA movement because, you know, our institutions sometimes push supremacy, which is very true. And they're acting like he's racist. It's all an inversion of reality. One thing that I've learned recently is the more that you're engaged online, whether it's surfing the internet or posting yourself, the more people try to dig up information about you and collect that information. Sometimes your home address, your phone number, your relatives. There are thousands of websites collecting this. And that's why I use Incogni. I signed up, I gave them permission to work on my behalf, and over the past few months, they've essentially worked as a digital bodyguard, sending removal requests and getting my information taken down. They have a brand new tool called Custom Removals, and you can find it in their Unlimited and Family Unlimited plan. So if you find your information on a specific website that you don't like, you can submit it directly to Incogni and get a custom removal. Identity theft is real, it happens all the time, so head to incogni.com/Mockler and use code Mockler to get 60% off your annual plan. Again, incogni.com/Mockler and use code Mockler for 60% off. They can't harm you if they can't find you. Here's Donald Trump continuing to rant about his Miss Universe pageant.
Hello, say hello, Nick. I've known him for a long time. I've known that country. And, you know, I own the Miss Universe pageant. And Miss Venezuela always did very well in that pageant. So I know something about the country, but I've known it for a long time. They're great people. Say hello. Okay.
Just think about this. The president who bragged about walking into dressing rooms of the beauty pageants that he owned because he could, even though the girls were 15 at the time, is now in the Oval Office. And his only foreign policy experience or knowledge is derived from owning Miss Universe and knowing the countries there. So all he knows about Venezuela, after they had an awful earthquake, is that Miss Venezuela used to be one of the prettiest at the Miss Universe. What the hell is happening here? Here is Donald Trump being asked by a Fox News host, what is the exit strategy in Iran? And I think Trump makes everyone in the room uncomfortable by revealing there is no exit strategy.
About Iran, what is the exit strategy? It's
a good question. I think there's a lot of them. There's a military exit where we just keep going just the way we are, and we can even make it a heavier dose, and it's knocking out everything they have. Or there's a smarter strategy, and that's you make a deal, and they want to make a deal. I just don't think they're ready yet, but they do want to make a deal. Sometimes they don't want to say they want to make a deal. They want to be the tough guys. But they do want to make a deal. There's two ways. I mean, it's you can just keep doing exactly what we're doing and take them apart piece by piece. We could do it in a more rapid fashion, which we might do. Or we can negotiate with them, which were...
Bro, he said there were multiple ways we can get out of this. He can't even get out of this in one way. This war has been dragging and dragging and dragging, hurting all of us, and he can't get out. After Donald Trump sent out random Truth Social posts this morning, being very soft and friendly to Russia and China, Fox News decided to ask him about this.
You said today that Russia and China are not helping. Earlier this week, the War Secretary Hegseth said that they are enabling. So what is the difference?
Well, I don't know that they're enabling. I mean, I will tell you that President Xi said he will not partake, and President Putin said the same thing. I think, you know, I trust them. They've had a long-term relationship. There could be some things to do, but thus far, at least, it has not been major.
Oh my God. I can't tell if our president is more dumb or more weak. First of all, he's directly contradicting his defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, who said that Russia and China are enabling Iran, which they are. They enable them both militarily and economically, and they even help them in some regards. Donald Trump started this war with Iran, but is so dumb, is too dumb to realize that there are other avenues of pressure because he thinks that Russia and China are always going to be very truthful with him. I'm not somebody who's advocating for war against Russia or China. I'm not that guy. But I do think that Russia in particular has shown time and time again they are not a reliable actor. China rips off our IP, and Russia is invading their next-door neighbor, and now Trump is giving them infinite charitability. Here's Trump being asked about the parasite that's giving people explosive diarrhea. Guess how much thought he's put into it. Take a listen.
A different story, not Iran. There's this nasty parasite that is giving people in 9 states explosive diarrhea. When is it going to be safe to eat lettuce again?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. It's the first time I've been asked that question. Are you eating lettuce recently?
I should always have more lettuce.
You want to get the hell out of here, Peter. No, it's a very interesting question from you. I didn't think you'd ask that kind of a question. Nobody wants to ask that question, but...
Is our president okay, dog? Is our president in a right state of mind? You just got asked a very serious question, and he's sitting there laughing, smirking around. Here's Trump accidentally saying he's going to put major tariffs on Texas.
Food coming in, I guess, from Mexico. It's tainted. It's making a lot of people sick. That is the CDC's terminology.
Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to put a major tariff on Texas.
On what?
On Mexico, because of the lettuce. And we're going to put a big tariff on Canada because of the smoke. All right? We'll get a combo. Which would you have, the lettuce or the smoke?
So we're going to put tariffs on all of our neighboring countries, therefore further isolating them. And then Trump is going to whine and cry that our neighboring countries are isolated, even though the lettuce came from Taylor Farms. The lettuce with the parasite reportedly came from Taylor Farms, which is an American farm company that has a supply chain over in Mexico. Here is Trump as his reporters kick everyone out of the room.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we're just left with a semicircle of people who are going to sit there and infinitely glaze Trump until they get what they want. Absolutely despicable. We need to hold these politicians accountable. We need to vote out these politicians who are clinging onto power and not representing the United States people. It's not just an age thing. There are politicians of all ages who sell out, but there is a unique problem in American politics where young people are underrepresented, and it feels like the average age of the Senate is, what, 64, 65, which is above the average age of Americans. We should have fair representation. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed and you want us to push back more and more and more, drop a like, subscribe below. We'll always have your back. Thank you for having ours. I love you, and peace out.